Hey, good afternoon, everybody. This is the Shukri Wright Show coming up just shortly on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. The show will begin in a matter of 90 seconds, getting things fired up on the system. Don't go anywhere. Enjoy the tunes in the meanwhile, while I get the show ready to go. In about 90 seconds, as of right now, you're listening to Superman's Hands by Nervous Eaters here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And a pleasant good afternoon to you wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is indeed the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making the show part of your day. I am back live in studio. I am not remote this week. Last week I was remote. This week I am back live in studio. I'm here with you until 5 o'clock to talk to you about what the hell we saw last night. I dropped a new episode of the Shukri Wright podcast early this morning just to get some stuff off my chest. Now that I've had time to get myself a bit more awakened, I can finally really share with you over the course of the next several minutes during this segment on how I really feel about the Patriots right now. And the phone lines are open. You can call into the show. I am in studio live. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. Yes, I'm talking Patriots. Yes, I'm talking about Monday Night Football last night. The Bears, Patriots. What the hell did we witness down in Foxborough last night? Let's start there. What exactly did we witness last night? Did we overall witness a self-inflicted bombshell down in Foxborough, or did we witness an air of arrogance that just went above and beyond too far? When you think you're the smartest guy in the room, you end up looking like a complete dummy. And that's pretty much what Bill Belichick looked like last night. Because I thought I was going to take the nice route. I thought I was going to absolutely take the route where I'm just going to be classy and professional about this whole thing. But as the day went on today, the more I began to sit back and realize, man, I really wasn't going to go to the Patriots game with friends last night. But today, this is where I absolutely eviscerate Bill Belichick. I am going to eviscerate Bill Belichick, and here's the reasons why I am so pissed off right about now. Number one, if this was the plan for you to go into the game to play both Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones, why the hell did you have Mac Jones play in the first place if he wasn't 100%? And if he wasn't 100%, and you still wanted to push him out there, for what reason? For what purpose? See, the only thing I have come to the conclusion of at this point is, and I said this earlier today on the podcast, which you can go listen now on iHeartRadio and as well as Apple Podcasts after the conclusion of this show. And I said this earlier. The only thing I can think of right now is that you wanted to go and push Mac Jones out there, put him back out there, allow him to return, because let's face it, Mac Jones over the last week has been the equivalent of a young kid who has basically been waiting to come out of timeout. Except the timeout aspect was him having to sit on the sidelines while he healed from the injury. The high ankle sprain. Yeah, that injury was a lot more serious than a lot more people realized. But here's the thing that I keep thinking about and I keep finding myself coming back to is ultimately, why did you mess up a good thing? Why? That's reason number one why I'm so pissed off and annoyed with Bill Belichick today. Why did you mess up a good thing? You, in the last couple of weeks, you got back-to-back wins. I don't care about who the opponents were. You got wins. That's what matters in the NFL. You got the back-to-back wins against the Lions. You got back, and you got another win last week against the Cleveland Browns on the road. And then going into last night's game, you had a decision. Who's going to be under center? Is it going to be Mac Jones or is it going to be Bailey Zappe? Zappe had shown you that he has pretty good command of the offense. And there have been people that have been talking about his arm strength and lack thereof. It is not as strong as Mac Jones. And what's funny is that Mac Jones doesn't even have a strong arm. You know who his arm really reminds me of? Chad Pennington from the early 2000s when he was a former quarterback of the New York Jets. That's what his arm honestly reminds me of. But the point is, decision-making. That's the difference between Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe in 2022. Don't sit here and talk to me about what he did last year and all the accolades, being an all-pro and being named to the Pro Bowl. I don't care about any of that. The NFL is about what have you done for me lately. That's what it's always been about. So let's keep that same energy as it pertains to Mac Jones. What have we seen more of this year than last year? I'll wait. Turnovers. Cool. Now, you decided you want to have Mac Jones return. I was at the game last night. I saw everything live and in color right in front of me. What I saw was a guy who, let's be honest, yes, he was rusty. I don't hold the rusty part against him because no matter when he came back, he was going to have to shake off the rust anyway. That was unavoidable. But what I saw last night was a guy who was basically making the same mistakes as he was making prior to the injury, which goes back to when? The home opener against the Baltimore Ravens. So you go back to that first drive, the second drive, and look at all three drives that Mac Jones was under center for. And you tell me, You tell me that was a guy that you felt comfortable starting last night's game, that looked comfortable out there on the field. He didn't look comfortable to me at all whatsoever. But Bill Belichick, in his infinite wisdom, I use air quotes, decided that he was going to end up being the starter. Why? I don't know. Instead of starting Bailey Zappe, and I said this on Twitter last night while I was at the game. I said it then, and I feel even strongly about it today than I did last night. Zappe should have started. But no, Bill Belichick's idea was to basically play Mac Jones and as well as Bailey Zappe. How did that work? It didn't go well. It didn't go well at all. And then, oh, by the way, reason number two. More on that later on. I'm coming back to the quarterback thing a little later on. Number two, we're not going to let the defense off the hook. Not even close. We are not going to let the defense off the hook. The defense looked like absolute dog crap last night. They looked like complete absolute dog crap. So much so that by the time the game ended, I couldn't believe that the Patriots' run defense allowed more than 260 yards on the ground to the Chicago Bears team, whose best running back is David Montgomery, and they're not even a powerful offense to begin with. This was one of the worst-ranked offenses in the league. And you want to know what's funny? As I was making my way into the stadium last night, I literally brought up that point in a Bears fan at that, because there was quite a large contingent of Chicago Bear fans who went to the game last night. He basically was like, hey! But playfully. But he knew that the Bears' offense blows. That it sucks. Somehow, someway, the defense, 260-plus yards on the ground. I can't get over that. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. And as much as some people want to give credit to Justin Fields, and he deserves some credit for the Bears' win last night, but the run game absolutely picked apart the Patriots' run defense. I'm not letting them off easy, but especially this particular question that I'm going to ask you, the audience that's out there, and that is, why exactly did Deatrix Wise and Matthew Judon sit out the first play? They were basically waiting to go into the game. We're talking about the first defensive series for the Patriots, because we know that the Patriots offensively, they started the game by basically taking the ball. But as far as the defense is concerned, we know that Christian Barmore missed the game last night because of the knee injury, which was a big blow. Because Barmore this year has been a force in terms of the run defense for the Patriots. But what's infuriating to me in my mind is that what could have been a very avoidable situation in terms of the quarterback play and who was going to be the starter, you now have a massive inferno. And this inferno is going to be a lot worse than what it was in 2001. I'm going to tell you exactly why I feel that way as to why the Patriots, most notably Bill Belichick, overplayed his hands and is about to pay a very dear price about it. Call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio.
am Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO and Medford Touch Free Form Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As we are now still less than 24 hours removed from the Monday Night Football game between the Bears and the Patriots last night, in which that the Patriots lost 33-14, in which that the Chicago Bears scored 23 unanswered points after falling behind 14-10. So we are talking about the Patriots to start the show. I'll try to sprinkle in some other thoughts as well on some other things while I still can. If time allows, as I'm only here until 5 o'clock, I'm only here for an hour today, but you can call into the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call into the show. So to continue on from what we were talking about in the first period, one thing that that I want to touch on in regards to Bill Belichick in terms of creating a self-inflicted wound or problem is that this is not 2001. And there have been quite a few comparisons between this situation in 2001 between Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady. Here's the reason why I think that this isn't 2001 in terms of the quarterback controversy that was back then and how Bill Belichick, in my opinion, is absolutely creating an even bigger problem for himself than there really needed to be to begin with. One, there's an old adage in football that goes, if you got two quarterbacks, you got none. The truth is, back in 2001, you knew what you had in Drew Bledsoe. He was an all-pro quarterback. Tom Brady, at that point in time, was an unknown product. That's a fact. We go back to, let's say, week two of the 2001 NFL season, in which that was delayed because of 9/11. Nobody really knew what Tom Brady was capable of when Drew Bledsoe was knocked out hard on by a Mo Lewis hit in a game against the New York Jets. And ironically enough, the Patriots are playing the Jets this weekend. So, funny timing there. But, Patriots didn't know what they have in Tom Brady. But we were all about to find out. Fast forward to 2022. Mac Jones just is a second-year quarterback in the league. He was named to a Pro Bowl last year as an injury replacement, albeit. But that's not to diminish his accomplishment or what he accomplished last year in his rookie season. He had a pretty good one. However, when he got injured, we all know that Mac Jones was struggling. He was struggling offensively. He was struggling in terms of decision-making, turning the ball over. He was throwing more interceptions this year at a pretty alarming rate than he did a year ago. Where by and large part, he did take a pretty good job taking care of the football. But for some reason in 2022, whether you want to blame the absolute idiocy of Bill Belichick's decision making in terms of constructing a coaching staff, whether it be a coaching staff or lack thereof, and bringing back Joe Judge or Matt Patricia, or you want to blame second-year issues, a second-year growing pains for Mac Jones, that's entirely up to you. But me personally, the proof is in the pudding. This was someone who was turning the ball over way too much and costing the team games. He gets hurt, and then Brian Hoyer comes in. He gets concussed. Here comes Bailey Zappe. And we all know what happened. 2.5 games worth of a quote-unquote film to look at, you can say that Bailey Zappe, by and large part, has done a better job of protecting the ball up until last night. Last night, he was just an absolute mess. After the two drives in which the Bailey Zappe led the Patriots to touchdown scoring drives, it was as if he just resorted back to the Western Kentucky quarterback that basically threw at least one interception for every game that he played. He had, 30-something interceptions when he was at Western Kentucky in 30-plus games that he started while he was there. But here's the thing. The reason why this is not 2001, there's no need for a quarterback controversy, but now you have one, is because Bill Belichick said to himself, based on his actions, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to show you that I can win with a fourth rounder just like I did with a sixth round pick. Hey, Patriot fans, here's a wake-up call. What happened in 2000 when the Patriots drafted Brady in the sixth round? That's never going to happen again. Not in this universe. As long as the universe is around from now to the end of time, that's never going to happen again. And don't get me wrong, I caught Bailey Zappe fever. I did. I'm not going to pretend that I didn't, but the truth is that the fever went away. Now it's like, okay, I do think that he still should be starting. However, now you're going to have questions from the media, local and national alike, who's going to be the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots come Sunday against the New York Jets. And if you got thoughts on who should be the starting quarterback, call into the program, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. But here's a criticism that I have of Bill Belichick that goes a little deeper than just the quarterback conundrum that he now faces. He created this himself. He created problems that didn't need to be there. Why exactly? I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and attempt to read his mind and tell you that, you know what, this guy wanted to self-sabotage because he felt that he had room for error to do so. Trust me, I wish it was that simple, but I'm pretty sure that he very much is aware of the urgency that the Patriots now face. The Patriots, in a way, faced a nearly must-win situation last night. Because after Week 10, which is their bye, it's coming up very quickly, their schedule becomes among one of the hardest in the NFL. And that's something that should, in fact, worry you, because the Patriots right now, they're not trending in the right direction. And Bill Belichick did not make matters any easier. In fact, he only made it worse. And now you don't even know who the hell is your starting quarterback. In fact, let me ask you this. Who is your starting quarterback right now? Oh, it's Mac Jones. Oh, it's maybe that. Right. You don't have one. You don't. And you're supposed to feel good? And if you want to lean to the side of Mac Jones, fine. In fact, this is not even about turning your back on Mac Jones. As some fans suggested last night during the game, that I can't believe the fans are turning on Mac Jones. No, that's not the case. Let me remind you again. The NFL is about what have you done for me lately. That's what it's about. Case in point, I'm gonna go back to Brady now. I want to bring him up because it's very much prevalent to the point that I'm making. We can sit here and talk about Brady is the greatest quarterback of all time. Oh, no one's going to question that. But if you're going to tell me that based on what you've seen in 2022, that Tom Brady has been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, I would have told you you are either high on weed and you need to lay off the weed. And you need to put down the moonshmein and the schmishmolecha because you are an idiot. You are an absolute idiot. You're living in the past. That's why I say that the Patriots right now, they created this mess. They're going to need to figure this out. And, of course, Twitter and social media is running rampant with rumors of, where would Mac Jones get traded? I'm not even there yet. As of right now, you don't even know who the hell's starting. At least you and I. Maybe Bill does. Maybe he has some sort of master plan as, no, we're going to start both guys again. Like, what the hell are we doing? Like, to give you guys a better understanding of where the schedule is right now and how much harder it's about to get, I'm going to do you a solid favor. The Jets right now are 5-2. They are looking like a playoff team with each and every passing week. The Colts, they're going through a bit of a quarterback change themselves. That's another game. So these are the games that are coming, the next six games. You got the Jets, you got the Colts, you got the Jets again after the bye. You got the Vikings, who are looking like one of the legitimate teams in the NFC this season. And you got the Bills on December 1st, Thursday Night Football, and as well as the Arizona Cardinals. So as things currently stand, I want you to honestly tell me this with a straight face. Do you feel comfortable with either Mac Jones or Bailey Zappe based on what you've seen? I really would like to talk to you, the listener, about this, because we've got to a point now where Bill Belichick may have created more problems for himself than he needed to. Because let's be honest, the locker room, they're not happy. They're not happy about how this all went down. And to me, the thing that you don't need at all is to lose your locker room, in which that it was already a train wreck going into the season. And you finally were able to build up some momentum over the last couple of weeks. And now that momentum is seemingly gone. I was talking about this last night with some friends who was at the game with. And I said that in sports, especially the NFL, momentum is a very fickle thing. Very fickle. When you have it, you ride that baby to the beach. And you don't let go of that wave. But when you lose it, good luck getting it back. In most cases, you probably won't even get it back at all. Good luck. That's why last night, in which that Bill Belichick playing both Mac Jones and Bailey Zappi was so infuriating, when you begin to look at it and really think about it in hindsight, more so than the whole idea of which quarterback would you prefer. Because guess what that creates now? You created a whole nother dynamic in which that everybody now knows that you run two different offenses when two different quarterbacks are on the field. What good does that really do? Honestly, does it really do anybody any good? No. Short term, long term, nah. So let me pose you this question, ladies and gentlemen. The question I'll pose to you is, if you were the Patriots, how concerned are you in regards to the quarterback situation? I'm very concerned. I am actually alarming. I'm alarming the alarm, like ringing the bell, so to speak. I'm at that point. I'm not entirely sure that the Patriots are going to be able to get back what they had before during this stretch of football, in which that the Patriots looked good against the Lions and as well as the Browns, respectively. But as I mentioned, the schedule gets hard over the next six games. You got the Jets twice, you got the Colts, you got the Vikings, you got the Bills, you got the Cardinals. Now you're entering the meat grinder of the schedule. And let's be honest, 100% honest, you're not confident in Mac Jones, Bill Belichick. Based on your actions alone, and even going back to prior to the injury, you were not very confident. You didn't like what you were seeing. And now he's returned, air quotes, from injury. How confident are you in him moving forward as you're about to hit the next six games, in which that they are absolutely critical to your season? Because right now you're 3-4. You're on the outside looking in. So that's something that I want to ask you, the Patriots fans, and those who are listening to the program as well. Just give it a lot of thought. And if you got any thoughts you want to share with me, call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show, as we are going to take a break and we are going to talk about something that caught my eye over the weekend. And I'm going to share with you exactly what it was that caught my eye and why what we're witnessing now may never happen again. I want to tell you exactly what I'm talking about coming up next on the Shukri Wright Show, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusfee Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone. Baby, you're not dancing on your own.
Can't live without me, you wanna, but you get na na na. Think it's funny, but honey, can't run the show on your own. I can feel my body shake, there's only so much I can take. I'll show you how.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, and Medford Tux Reform Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Here with you until 5 o'clock this afternoon, here on these airwaves on 91.5 FM, WMFO. As it feels good to be back in the studio. Last week I was hoping that I would be able to, but it was like, nope, no way. Absolutely no way. And then, last weekend, I had my laptop with me, and one day it was charging and decided that it did not want to turn on anymore. And that just broke my heart. It broke my heart completely because that was a laptop I used to basically record my radio program and everything else. We got a phone call. WMFO. 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 Hello. WMFO. WMFO. Can you hear me? WMFO. Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? WMFO. Yeah, so as I was saying, had a laptop in which that I had for a while, attempted to use to like record my shows and everything else whenever I was broadcasting remote and everything, and even going back to the pandemic, it was clutch. But over the weekend, just said, nope, no more. It's been great working with you. Sayonara. So right now, I'm basically in scramble mode trying to figure out how on earth am I going to be able to get my computer to work, because it doesn't want to work, and as well as maybe perhaps do a show remote if possible at all. But we shall see how that works. But we shall see. We got a call. So yeah, as I was saying, but now I just find myself in a position where it's basically sink or swim. But at this point, I'm kind of like used to it. And for those of you that I've been following along, I was talking about my laptop that I had for 6.5 years. It was a Microsoft Surface that just went out of commission. And I was just like, you've got to be kidding me. When I need you the most, you've been there with me through it all, and now you're just out of order. That sucks. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636 is the number to call in. We have a caller now with us. We're going to go to Richie in Charlestown. You're on the Shukri Wright Show, 915 WMFO. What's going on, Richie?
It's nice to be here. First time caller.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
I got a question for you.
Sure.
Do you think the Bruins have a goalie problem with Swayman not being so hot in the pipes? Or do you think he's going to fall into his role?
That's a good question, because there's part of me that does think that Swayman is concerning. It's early. This is why I'm not pushing the panic button yet. It's early. The Bruins are about to play their 7th game of the season tonight. I don't want to say they have a goalie problem yet. Now, if we get to game number 15 or 20, and Swayman is still not right, just performance-wise, then and only then would I say that the Bruins, they may have a goalie problem in terms of Omark being the guy right now, and he's playing a hell of a whole lot better between the pipes than Swayman has so far this season in comparison to Swayman.
That's fair. How much of a difference do you think it is without Marchand and McAvoy obviously in the lineup now? Do you think that they're racking up as many points as they should have? Do you think they're off to a hotter start than you thought they would have?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because the Bruins know that when the calendar flips to November, the schedule gets a lot more challenging. And I talked about this during preseason, going back to towards the end of the summer, that they needed to get up to a good start. Because when the calendar gets to November, and before we get to United States Thanksgiving, I say this because Canadian listeners as well, that before you get to that point, you need to find yourself in a playoff spot, because the numbers don't lie, and history has proven it time and time again. Teams that are in playoff spots by U.S. Thanksgiving usually make the playoffs about 70% of the time, 70-77% of the time. In the Bruins, they need to be in one of those playoff spots. Doesn't matter whether if they're leading the division or in the wild card.
Yeah, I just got one more question for you.
Sure.
Thank you for taking the time. Do you think the duo of Krejci and Pasta, do you think it's possible they could combine for more than 80 points this year?
Ooh. That's a good one. I think they can, as if the check line remains intact, in which that Pavel Zacha, Krejci, and Pasta, if they continue to play together, I think that's a very real possible, because you know what you're going to get from Pasta. He's a goal scorer. This is what he is what he has been paid to do, and he's going to be paid very handsomely this summer, whether it be by the Bruins or elsewhere, to basically put the puck in the back of the net. So I do think that this season, in the way things how things have gone for Krejci so far to start the season, it's possible. But do I expect it to maintain at a high level in terms of Krejci specifically? I'm not entirely convinced. He's still a pretty good player. There's no one's questioning that. But in terms of what, the kind of pace that he's been playing with in the first 3-4 games of the season, is that maintainable over the course of 82 games? That I'm not entirely sure.
Yep, I agree with you there. I, you know, personally, I really hope that Pasta goes for 50 this year, but I mean, I think it all really depends on, like you said, if Krejci can play a whole 82 games or not. Yeah,
that's going to be the key, is the health. Like, if the guys can stay healthy, it's a possibility. I wouldn't put it past Pasta in terms of his ability to score 50 goals. I mean, because he scored in the high 40s already, so it's not a matter of if, it's when. And plus, can he avoid these little nagging injuries that have hampered him in the past? So that's going to be the other thing as well.
I have one more question just popped in my head.
No, go ahead.
Let you go. Taylor Hall, has he impressed you so far, or are you a little underwhelmed?
I want to disappoint the listeners, including you right now, and say that I've been very down the middle with Taylor Hall. Like, I feel like we've seen Taylor Hall play well, but he has disappeared like Houdini way too much for my liking. He just has. As far as what he's been able to do so far this season, I think Taylor Hall, by and large part, is someone that I do think he is going to be a very important component for the Boston Bruins this season. I mean, we all know, like, what Taylor Hall can do when he's going. Like, I mean, the guy already has 5 points in 6 games. He's got 3 goals and 2 assists. So it's not a matter of whether I think that he has impressed me. Well, now, I've been very down the middle because I'm not getting too hyped up over the fact that he's played well to start the season. My question with him is going to be, can he maintain a level of consistency? Because for the reason I just mentioned, he has disappeared one too many times to my liking.
That's a fair assumption. All right. Thank you for taking me.
I appreciate it. Thank you for calling, Richie. So if you want to call in, you can call into the program at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in to the show as well, as we are going to take a break here. Coming up next, final thoughts here on the program. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Freeform Radio.
My husband had a gun. Him and his friends would go shooting. When he stored the gun, he didn't know. In a million years, we never thought that Emily could. There's a hole in our family that can never, ever be filled.
65 Americans a day die by gun suicide. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn more at infamilyfire.org. Brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Pop quiz, which is more dangerous, alcohol or marijuana? Study after study, the science shows that alcohol causes much more harm to the user and to society than marijuana. So why do colleges punish students more harshly for getting caught with cannabis? Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy and give your college administrators a simple pharmacology 101 lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out if there's a chapter at your school or how to start one.
Sweet but a psycho, a little life, but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. She'll make you curse, but she a blessing. She'll rip your shirt within a second. You'll be coming back, back for seconds. With your play, you just can't help it. No, no, you'll play along. Let her lead you on. You'll be saying no, no, then saying yes, 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 'cause you're messing with your head. Oh, she's sweet but a psycho, a little bit psycho. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. Oh, she's hot but a psycho, so left but she's right though. At night she's screaming, I'm on my mind, out my mind. Grab a cop gun, kinda crazy, she's poison but tasty. Someone said, don't drink her potions. She'll kiss your neck with no emotion. When she's mean, you know you love it. But she tastes so sweet, don't sugarcoat it. No, no, you'll play along. Let her lead you on. You'll be saying no, 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 no. Then saying yes, 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 'cause you're messing with your head.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tusk Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. As I'm here with you for the next couple of minutes, as it's almost time for me to sign off here on the program, it's time for your final thoughts. Brought to you by yours truly, Shukri Wright, here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. One thing that comes to mind as we are getting ready for October in the World Series, and the World Series starting game one on Friday between the Astros and the Phillies, is that, and I wanted to talk about it during the last segment, but we did have a phone call into the show, which is always like wonderful as always. The Phillies and the run that they have been on, I can't think of a time in recent memory in which a team made a managerial change. And we're talking about in recent memory. The team made a managerial change about 50 games into the season. And that same team went on to go and win the World Series. The only one that I can think of, but I have to go back and look this up, was Jack McKeon in 2003. Because Jack McKeon, if you may remember, he wasn't the manager of the Florida Marlins, that they're now called the Miami Marlins, at the time, the entire season. And before that, if I remember correctly, I think the Yankees in 1978, they fired Billy Martin and had an interim manager take over, and that team went on to win the World Series again in 1978 after winning it in 1977. So what the Phillies are doing, considering that this team was 22-29 at one point, and then they were so close to collapsing again in September, losing the wild card spot. They clinched the last wild card spot in the National League. And what we saw over the weekend in Philadelphia was something just truly so special. I just have a very difficult time thinking about when was the last time that we've seen something like this in terms of just the level of just how special this was. And you think about what the Phillies have been able to do. You talk about what the Phillies have been able to accomplish over the last month plus. This was a team that was not even expected to be in the position that they're in. And then Sunday afternoon, Bryce Harper does something that the city of Philadelphia will never forget.
Never played. He's one win, and in this case, one swing perhaps, from the World Series. On the seventh pitch, Harper hits one in the air, left center field, back it goes! Harper, the swing of his life! Bryce Harper has the Phillies on the verge of the World Series.
And this is what I was talking about. He can go the other way. The ball was not up. The ball was out over the plate. He's strong enough. He's done it before. He inked a long deal, and this could be the defining moment.
And that's exactly what Bryce Harper was able to do. Bring a World Series back to Philadelphia for the first time since 2009. And that's part of the reason why this is so special. This is the radio call, by the way. Just real quick.
As delivers. Swing and a drive. Left field. It's deep. It's going.
Yes!
And it is gone.
Yes! Yes.
It is bedlam at the bank as Bryce Harper has put the Phillies on top.
Are you kidding me?
That was Scott Fransky on the call on 94 WIP Philadelphia. As you talk about magical moments that only happened in the month of October, this is it. This is absolutely it. And here we go. We got the Phillies and Astros game one of the World Series Friday night in Houston. And let me tell you something. Even as a Yankee fan, I'm rooting for the Phillies to win it all. Like, darn it. Like, get the job done. Finish it. And that's going to be all for me here on the Shukri Wright Show, 91.5 FM WMFO in Memphis. Been a blast to be here with you on this show today. Have a good one. Stay dry. Hopefully the sun comes out tomorrow or later in the week. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll talk to you guys later. Take it easy, everybody. Listen to 91.5 FM WMFO.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wound, sir?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother. 911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.